On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, hello.
Hi. I'm
trying to figure out how to start.
It's been a week and or 2 weeks and you forgot?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if we were going to try and play off and trick our listeners that we weren't actually live last week.
That's okay.
Hey, folks, I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. We do the show live usually, including today, as you can tell, at noon every Wednesday. Or go to the Facebook page, .com/Bay Equity Loans, and find out about past shows and guests. Lots of great info on there. You know, the 4th of July weekend was really an extended, 5-day holiday for some people?
Yeah, for some people.
Yeah, so we went camping. So we ran a show last week. But folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Give the folks over at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. To help you explore your options, call them at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. So we're joined here with a guest. We'll bring him on in just a moment. Mm-hmm. Taylor Mason, he's with RE/MAX in Rohnert Park. And we're going to talk with Taylor about an interesting subject a lot of people don't know happens is the lendability. It's a word I made up.
Okay.
The lendability of condos.
Oh, okay.
When there are certain factors that go against them. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk with Taylor about that in just a moment. But I wanted to give people an update on something that's been happening in the news for the last several years, and that's banks paying penalties.
Yes.
Because, you know, the banks did people dirty.
Mm-hmm.
They did them wrong.
In lots of ways. Many times.
Many times. And it's so crazy how people have such a short-term memory about these things. And maybe it's because we're constantly being bombarded with other bad news, and it sort of changes through the 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. But here's one for you. HSBC Holdings and UBS Group have each agreed to pay $14 million to settle U.S. litigation, accusing them of rigging an interest rate benchmark used in the $483 trillion derivatives market.
Mm.
$1 trillion. So what that was...
$14 million.
I'm going to help you all remember.
Okay.
So a few years ago, there was this scheme, I guess, a group of banks. They meet, I believe it's once a week, and they put out what their cost of funds is.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what they say, it creates an index. So an index is a financial metric, financial device that other banks use to pass on to consumers. So one example of an index is the prime rate. So if you have a home equity line of credit and it's based on the prime rate, when the Fed raises the interest rates 0.25%, it affects the prime rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was, I believe this was LIBOR, which is a specific index that many credit cards and adjustable rate mortgages are attached to. What these shysters were doing is getting together and falsifying what their actual cost of funds were so that you ever seen Office Space?
Yeah.
You make a penny off of every
sure,
transaction.
Right, right.
Adds up to a lot of pennies. So this marketplace was, to the consumer, it was a minimal impact if you know, anything noticeable.
Right, but it then builds
up. Basis points,
right,
which is like a percentage of a percent. But it adds up, and they all got away with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They just falsified this index. So that's what was happening. So, I mean, there's all these groups involved. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, Citigroup, all these fat cats, bankers.
And so for them, $14 million is probably not that big of a fine.
It's not. And that, I think that's the next point here is Wells Fargo agrees to pay $142 million out for the customers hurt by the bogus accounts. Remember?
Right.
So you ever had if you ever had a Wells Fargo account, say probably between, I'm going to estimate like 2012 to 2014, somewhere in there. You know, you can't hold me to those dates, but it was something like that. You go to the counter and you make a deposit. Teller looks up your information, sees that you have a couple accounts, wants to get you a couple more accounts, and they say, hey, why don't you go talk to our banker over there? You go sit down, you go talk to the banker. That banker may or may not have actually opened an account for you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
With or without your consent is mm-hmm. the problem. And so they only have to pay $142 million back to customers. I wonder how much of it will go to attorneys. And there's an actual... some sort of like custodian or somebody that's responsible for distributing that back to customers of Wells Fargo that were injured by $35 overdraft fees and things like that. What a sham, you know? I mean, screw Wells Fargo. I had Wells Fargo. I closed all my Wells Fargo accounts. I still have an auto loan with Wells Fargo, which, you know, I mean, I just don't want to pay off my auto loan yet. Mm-hmm. But ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And $142 million, how much cash are they sitting on? How much cash did they collect from consumers? It just gets me fired up. You know, the big bank mentality is the reason companies like Bay Equity exist, is we're a mortgage banker. We don't have deposit accounts. We don't offer credit cards or auto loans. We don't put money in CDs. We don't take money in and then lend it out. So what we do is we make loans with our money, and then we find the best product for our customers, and that's all we do. Banks, they want to establish relationships. Wells Fargo had this saying. Do you remember what it was? Eight is great.
Eight is great.
That was their philosophy. That's what came out in the congressional, that when Elizabeth Warren was ripping the CEO or chairman of the board. I don't remember this guy's name. I guess I should, but I don't. And that was the fundamental philosophy was eight is great. They wanted eight accounts for every customer.
Oh my gosh.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but then, you know, you get all these loan officers that, you know, supposedly have their clients' best interests in mind. No, they don't. Obviously, the entire culture of these types of big banks is a problem, folks. And, you know, there's great regional banks. I bank at First Community Bank.
Yeah, I'm with Redwood Credit Union.
Yeah, Redwood Credit Union has a fantastic reputation. Credit unions are great. Regional banks are great. Exchange Bank is fantastic. The big banks, yeah, you got some convenience. But when you consider who you want to do your banking with, consider locale, consider philosophy. Consider profit lines and you know, community banks. Yes, they're profit motivated, mm-hmm. But if they provide good service, they should get profit. And you know, credit unions are for members, and that's the whole different mentality. So that's my spiel on that. Hey, we're joined by Taylor Mason. Taylor's with RE/MAX. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Good. How's it going, George?
Pretty good. I ran into Taylor the other day. Well, not literally, but I could have because he was crossing the road. He wasn't looking both ways. And I didn't recognize him. Taylor's been hitting the gym, looking pretty fit there, pal.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's amazing what a little running and a little less beers will do for anybody.
Yeah, yeah. I think we call it balance. You got to have the right balance.
Right.
Definitely don't necessarily give up the beers, because if you enjoy drinking beer, drink some beers. But I know I could get on my bike a little bit more. So, Taylor
Fact
Mason,
speaking about your,
you go ahead, bud.
No, I was going to say I need to go check out your bike shop. That's where you almost hit me.
I did, yeah. Well, you know, you weren't using a crosswalk, and there are crosswalks around Windsortown Green. I'm just kidding. We're totally joking. I just happened to see Taylor. He was telling me he took a little staycation in Windsor with his wife, which is really awesome of him and her to do. We have got great places to do that around here.
We do. And, yeah, we're lucky here.
Yeah. The Windsor Bike Shop he referenced is now under the Adair family ownership. Mm-hmm. My wife is running that, Laura Adair. Swing on by. There's a little plug. It's my show. What the heck? Hey, Taylor, tell us about what's going on in the real estate world right now, because it seems like we're still kind of dealing with a lack of inventory out there, especially in the lower home price range.
Yeah, I think, man, inventory is still a little bit lower, and these homes are selling. You know, it's crazy. I've got a couple offers on a property in Santa Rosa that I just got all at the same time, and then it's interesting though, the condo I have on Mission in Santa Rosa, that's priced at $269,000.
Which right is now. Really that is, yeah, that was my segue. $269,000 is really unheard of. Mm-hmm. Of course it's a smaller condo, right? It's a one bedroom, one bath condo, $758,000. But it's on Mission in Santa Rosa. And, you know, I wanted to talk with you about that one because there's some interesting information about it. Tell our listeners about that condo.
Well, it's really a sweet area, actually. And it's a one bedroom. There's actually an office. It could be used as another bedroom. Mm-hmm. There's a little workout facility, swimming pool, hot tub. You know, it's a nice area of Santa Rosa. But we're having a little issue with whether or not it's lendable. Mm-hmm. Right now. There might be possible litigation going on. I have to be careful what I say because I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
But right now we have it as going all cash, or if you can find out if you can do a loan, that would be great.
Yeah, so this created a topic for us, and we've got just a couple of minutes here. But basically, folks, when you buy a condo, the lender has to get a condo certification, and the homeowners association that governs the condo rules will provide this itemized answer questionnaire document. If it says that there's pending litigation, we have to go further into discovery to figure out what the litigation's about, and so. You end up with some potential issues if the litigation is about the material defects of the property. It can actually basically be unlendable. I understand this one, though, is not really about structural defects. Rather, it's more about how they rolled out the phases, isn't it?
No, it's actually a nice unit. And I'll tell you, if someone can get this place, and even if they had to do private money, and you were talking about the big banks earlier on.
Yeah.
You know, I understand this complex is owned by Fremont Bank. So I would imagine they would do a loan on these. And then maybe someone could refi later on once this is settled. Now, I don't think there's anything structurally wrong with the place.
No.
I think someone, you know, started to work on the whole complex and half of it's done.
Yeah.
And they started to run out of money.
Yeah. You know? And that's the issue, is you have to have this completed for banks to want to make loans on individual units. And this is where it comes down to the importance of working with a local realtor. I've had people that are working with like realtors out of Napa to buy homes in Santa Rosa or vice versa. You want to work with a local realtor that really understands all the issues of a property. Taylor Mason's a friend of the show. He knows what he's doing. But you also want to work with a local lender, because what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll look at the overall lendability. It will tell you if the condo is warrantable. Mm-hmm. That's this magic word. If it's not, we actually have special programs as well where we can broker the loan out to a non-warrantable condo lender, and they'll still consider making the loan. So are you going to be showing this one off, Taylor, or how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, they could call me at 484-0295, and I'd gladly open it up for them anytime it is vacant. It's a really nice place.
Yeah, I've got a picture of it, folks. Not trying to dog this. We're just saying basically you have to be aware of the issues of lendability with condos. But if you can get in with cash or private money financing or non-warrantable financing, 269? I mean, folks, you can't rent a place for as cheap as it would be to buy this home. So, again, call Taylor Mason. He's with RE/MAX at 707. 484-0295, 484-0295. And if you want to list your home for sale with Taylor, go find something else pretty sweet. He's your man. Taylor, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, George. And I will come see you. I'll come see you in Windsor sometime.
I hope so. Looking forward to it. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks, bye.
All right, folks. We're going to go to commercial break. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
The North Bay's home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders at 1350 FM 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm proud to present a loan program exclusively offered by Bay Equity. We call it Giving to Heroes. Giving to Heroes is a loan program offered to our local heroes, including firefighters, teachers, police officers, public safety, veterans, and healthcare professionals. Active or retired, Giving to Heroes from Bay Equity Home Loans is giving back to those who serve our country and our local community. If you're considering buying or selling, or even refinancing your home, you may be able to save thousands of dollars. For details and availability of this wonderful program, please visit the Giving to Heroes website at givingtoheroes.net. Or call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 583-8100.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370. On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. You know, Michelle, we've got offices up and down the 101, mm-hmm. and we're starting to head east.
Nice.
Yeah. So we just recently opened an office in Hidden Valley Lake, mm-hmm. and we've got one in Sacramento now.
That's very cool.
So, you know, folks, we're always looking to hire and always looking for loan officers that want to start a great career at Bay Equity Home Loans. Maybe you're coming from a big bank or a smaller banker, mortgage broker, and they're just not giving you the right resources. We've got some happy folks at Bay Equity. So if you're interested in learning more about our hiring opportunities, our jobs that are open at any of our branches, you can call us at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, and ask to talk with Lori Boatwright. Lori is our business development manager, and she'll give you a confidential conversation. You know, there's so many different sides to mortgage lending, mm-hmm. and a lot of people get a mortgage loan to improve their interest rate. But when interest rates are higher than they were before, they rise, it creates a different type of refinance in the marketplace. And that shifts folks into looking at a cash-out refinance. Mm-hmm. And the cash-out refinance is a really strong tool that enables people to leverage equity in their house, get it out, and use it to do various things like home improvement, debt consolidation, maybe paying off a home equity line of credit that they have on the house. Mm-hmm. You know, those don't stay around forever. The home equity line of credits can be really nasty after the first 10 years. They go to a 20-year repayment period. They're adjustable. So when the index moves, they move. So you can do a refinance where you pay off the existing mortgage and you use the home's equity. So what is equity? You know, I throw it around so much as if people just know what it is. And I realize sometimes when I talk to people that they're not aware what equity is. Basically, equity is the value of your home minus the liens and liabilities against it. So if your home is worth $500,000 and you have a loan of $300,000, the equity is $200,000. But you can't necessarily tap all $200,000 of that. I get clients who call and they think, okay, I can go get another $200,000 out of my house and I'll just owe what the value of my house is. I'll owe $500,000 in this example. There's something called lendable equity, which is a little bit more of a complicated term.
Okay.
And that's where you take the value of the home and you minus out what the maximum loan amount the lender is willing to make. And then you minus the amount of the loan that they have on the property now. Mm. So let's say you want to get an 80% loan to avoid mortgage insurance. A lot of people understand that concept. They know they have to have some leftover equity in their property. So you take that $500,000 times 80%, and that's $400,000. If you only owed $300,000, your lendable equity is $100,000. Got it?
Okay.
So it's really important to understand what the limitations are when you want to go grab your property's equity. And we've seen a big shift as interest rates have risen from the lowest points of the past several years. We've seen that people are starting to get home value appreciation where they can actually grab equity out of their house. And the only way to do that is to go talk to a mortgage lender or a broker that works with lenders. That's what Bay Equity Home Loans does. That's what I do on a regular basis with my clients. And you can reach us at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. We'll schedule a meeting with you. We'll teach you about the loan programs available today. And we'll also explain that there's 30 different elements to pricing and interest rate on a loan. 30.
Yeah.
See, it's amazing how people are so conditioned to look at the interest rate in determining which lender they're going to work with. Well, unfortunately, a lot of lenders are misleading in their advertising. They'll put an interest rate out there and a whole paragraph. And what do I always say? What the big print giveth?
The small print taketh away.
That's right. So what the big print giveth, the small print taketh away, basically means it's a really bad tongue twister. And it means that there's this disclaimer that puts all these rules and limitations on the rate that they're putting forward. Mm-hmm. So, folks, you got to understand, you know, you look on TV and these big internet lenders that are struggling to stay afloat because interest rates are higher than they used to be. They've got to put out their best interest rate for the best vanilla scenario, we call it. Vanilla being there's no additives, right? Because mm-hmm. in mortgage lending, that's what we're talking about, is there's additives to the risk of the loan. Example, FICO scores. I hate to say it. If you don't have great FICO scores, you're not going to get that rate on the TV screen.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have a low down payment, like less than 20%, you're not going to get the rate on the TV screen. Mm-hmm. You got to work with a lending partner like Bay Equity Home Loans, where we sit down with you and we use our expertise with today's marketplace to give you tools and information to make a good decision. So equity, let's get back to that. Equity is exciting. Equity is like you hit the lottery.
Right, right.
You know? and I used to have a segment about that. It was so much fun, where you could say how much savings you were going to get over the life of your loan, right? Well, now equity is like the marketplace around you elevated the value of your house, and you can use it to improve your life. Debt consolidation. I've talked about this before. If you had $10,000 in credit card debt, you're probably paying like $200-$300 a month for that minimum payment, right? I mean, that's what an average people can expect to pay if they borrow $10,000 on a credit card, or they open up one of those mailers and they get a personal loan. Those seem to be real popular right now, right? Mm-hmm. The interest rates are high,
yep.
And the repayment terms are not favorable. But if you had $10,000 of lendable equity in your house, we could move that over and do a debt consolidation refinance. That same $10,000, it's probably only about $50 a month or so.
Wow.
Of course, it depends on your situation, right, and what your interest rate is, but that's a good estimation. So it's $50 compared to $200 to $300. And you're going to be more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
People are tightening their belts. You know, let's face it. People are looking for ways to cut expenses. Going into retirement, a lot of baby boomers going into retirement. You can't live on Social Security. So you're running up your debt. Fortunately, the economy around you has caused your home price to increase. So let's get rid of some of that debt. You don't have to be embarrassed about it. It happens. Just call us. And the folks at Bay Equity, we're licensed. Our confidential conversation could result in you getting some new ideas on how to save money every month. The other idea is home improvement.
Yes. I was going to bring that up because I remember distinctly my parents doing this, that they did a refinance so that they could get cash out and a new roof. We got a new roof.
Not cheap, right?
Nope.
Roofs weren't cheap then. They're not cheap now.
Nope.
No, they're not. So you have this house, and you know, it's like figuratively, you're like, oh, the house provides shelter.
Right.
But if your roof is caving in, right, you need to fix it.
Right.
And it's expensive. What about solar? A lot of people are really into solar. And, you know, the whole issue with solar is, do you lease the panels? Do you buy the panels?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lien on your property to cover the panels? Or is it all tied in to some sort of other financing? What about buying the panels? If there's any tax rebates available, you know, you got to check with what's current. There's always something, it seems like.
But then you could get
You get it.
Yeah.
So maybe you decide, you know what? I think it's time. I can save on my energy bill. I can lower my carbon footprint, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not sure how much carbon goes into using electricity around here. We've got a lot of hydro.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Anyways, but you know what I'm saying. You're going to use less outside energy. Just use the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use the equity in your home to improve it. So you can use the equity home. Let's restate here. You can use equity to pay off credit card debt and mm-hmm. consolidate student loan debt, auto loans. You can use it to improve your property, get a new roof. How about landscape it? Probably get some additional value from doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can use it to pay off student loans, personal loans, and home equity line of credits. Major structured installment type debt that could be very expensive. Much cheaper with your house. But it all starts with a phone call. And you got to call us at Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. And we'll let you know what your options are. There's a number of different types of loans that will enable you to tap your equity. One is you can just get a whole new fixed rate first. You can get an adjustable rate mortgage if it's going to be a short-term deal for you and you plan to sell in the short term. You could also get a home equity line of credit, a new one, behind your existing first. So there's a number of different ways to, we call it, tap the equity in your house. But it, again, it all starts with a conversation around what your payment comfortability is, what your current debt load looks like, and what your goals are.
Right.
You know, everyone's going to have different goals. And we get down and we sit down and we talk about it. You know, as home prices rise, it produces the opportunity to do this. And it, and we get an appraisal. And the appraisal is an important part of the process because it's going to look at all the sales comps around your home and determine if your home's value is similar to those sales comps. And then it does give us more information in pictures, interior pictures, exterior pictures, talks about the market stability, talks about any deficiencies and defects on the property that need to be fixed. So sometimes that can be an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I will do with clients is I'll preview their value before they even pay for the appraisal. I can do that. I can get a good idea with them sitting down. I mean,
right.
Usually within a few percentage points, I'm going to have a good idea what their value is, and then it just gets validated by the appraisal. But again, it all starts with a phone call to Bay Equity Home Loans, 707-583-8100. Call us at 707-583-8100 or go online to bayequityloans.com. All right, folks. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll be back next Wednesday at noon. Until then, see ya.